Welcome back to Gorky Field and Stevens Point. I'm Chris Conley, where we are about to begin the second half with DC Everest trailing Spash 14-0. And we have this update from the DC Everest sideline. We had noted that early in the second quarter, quarterback Nick Sarakowski, the starter, gave way to Michael Nicholas. And we understand that Nick Sarakowski rolled his ankle and may not return. So Michael Nicholas, who we were told would see some snaps in this game, may be taking all of the snaps the rest of the way. Evergreen's managing only two first downs in that first half. They have trouble moving the ball, particularly on first down. Both teams have turned the ball over. Evergreen's fumbled twice. One of those fumbles was a key play in the first half. Trevor Thomas picked up the ball at the 40-yard line, rambled all the way down to the 1-yard line, and two plays later, Spash was able to score on a 2-yard touchdown run from Ethan Clark. At the time of that touchdown, Spash was already up 7-0. They scored in the first quarter on an impressive 69-yard drive, capped off by a 9-yard touchdown run by quarterback Mitchell Malik. So the Evergreens, you already knew, would need a lot of things to go right in order to pull out a win on the road on opening night at Spash. And with the starting quarterback Nick Sarakowski, a question mark about whether he will even be able to return, it looks like the second half and a second half comeback will be that much more of an uphill fight. For our DC Everest and our Wausau East football games this season, for each point the Lumberjacks and the Evergreens score, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight Fund. So far, no points on the scoreboard, but as we go through the season, those dollars will add up, donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. DC Everest High School football is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And our opening night broadcast is also sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Glad to have them on board as a new sponsor for DC Everest football this year. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Spash will get the ball to start the second half, already with a 14-0 lead when we come back after this 30-second timeout. 14-0, the third quarter awaits on Fox Sports Radio. Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. At Gorky Field in Stevens Point, I'm Chris Conley. You know, the Evergreens have lost their openers for the last four seasons, although the schedule makers have been no friend to the Evergreens, at least early on in the year. The last 4 years, they've opened twice against Marshfield and twice against Heartland Arrowhead. Those are tough customers, but they've dropped all of those games, and they're on the short end of a 14-0 score as we start the second half against Spash. I think the Evergreens are going to be a good team this year. They may be up against a very good team in Stevens Point today. DC Everest is going to kick off, so Spash will have an opportunity to build on that lead as we get the second half underway. Again, Spash has moved the football much more effectively than DC Everest, and now the Evergreens may be without their starting quarterback for the rest of this evening. Wausau East and Wisconsin Rapids follows our game here. Kyle Kurtenbach, who was the place kicker last year, has the ball on the tee as our second half gets underway on Fox Sports Radio. Kurtenbach's kick is a good one, all the way back to the 5-yard line. Taking it up here is Ethan Clark. Clark breaks a tackle. That ball almost came loose down there at the 26-yard line, and that's where Stevens Point will start for their first possession. The D.C. Everest defense, you know, they played okay. And again, I think they're giving away a lot of size, particularly the Spash offensive line. It's bigger than the Everest defensive line. Everest defense has not been the problem tonight. The offense has had trouble moving the ball. The Evergreens turned the ball over twice. Spash was unable to capitalize on one of those turnovers. The other they punched in for a touchdown. And that's the difference between a 7-0 game and a 14-0 game. Here's Mitch Malik out for his first series of the second half. First and 10, 26-yard line, shotgun, fakes the handoff. There's pressure in the backfield. He's scrambling. He throws, and it's complete. He got out of trouble, completed the pass, and moves the football forward for a first down, a 13-yard gain, and there's a flag back in the Spash backfield. Let's see if this is a hold, and let's see if this is coming back. There was a lot of pressure there, but the Evergreens were unable to get to the quarterback. So let's see if this 12-yard pass completion stands up or not. Officials are huddling, and we have not had a preliminary indication yet. D.C. Everest High School football brought to you by Ace Hardware in Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Official is going over and talking to Kyle Kurtenbach, and it's an ineligible receiver downfield to wipe out the pass completion. And we're going to march off some yardage here against the Spash Panthers. Well, the Evergreens really do need a stop and then some, be able to generate some offense here to start this second half. And the defense maybe will have the wind at their back after the penalty. Cost them 5 yards. So it'll be second and 15 with the ball back at the 19-yard line. And Mitch Malik is in the shotgun. He has two men in the backfield. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Got a hole up the middle, goes into the secondary, and busts forward for 12 yards. All the way out to the 44-yard line. So he got back the penalty yardage and then some. It's going to be second and 4.
Brings up second and 4.
Some of the Evergreens' defense bit on the fake handoff. Malik kept the ball, was able to gash them right up the gut. Second down. Spash a little more up-tempo here on offense. Evergreens have 7-8 up at the line of scrimmage here. Malik, pitch out. Carrying the ball here is Ethan Clark. Clark turns the corner. First down yardage. He's into the secondary. He's out to midfield. That's a gain of 16 yards and a first down.
Brought down by Andy Prentwell. That's good for a Panther first.
So with a first and 15, Spash rips off back-to-back big runs and gets the first down. The Evergreens simply cannot fall further behind. Next week, hope to see you for the Steam Stadium opener. Yes, it's Labor Day weekend. D.C. Everest will play Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be the second game of our doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Hope you'll join us here. Here's a pitch out. Behind the line of scrimmage, this play is being strung out and brought down for no gain. Ethan Clark was unable to turn it upfield.
Ethan Clark, the ball carrier.
Doing a good job stringing that ball out. Having contained was Mike Plaza.
No gain on the play.
Plaza may be the defensive player of the game so far for the Evergreens. Give him a loss of a yard on the play as the ball is back on the Spash side of the field at the 49-yard line. D.C. Everest football, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. All right, the Evergreen defense trying to find its sea legs again. Again, they load up at the line of scrimmage. Got 7-8 men up there. Shotgun formation for Spash. Going in motion there is Muavang to the wide side of the field. Low snap. Fielded, handed off, and up the middle for short yardage is Ethan Clark. It's the second or third time that from the shotgun formation, the snap has been down at Mitch Malik's feet. And Muavang is forward for 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third and long. Third and 8 coming up here. So see if the Evergreens can tighten up on third down and keep this at a 14-0 deficit. 9.5 minutes to play in the third quarter in the season opener from Stevens Point. Mitch Malik has taken all the snaps at quarterback for Spash. Two receivers out to that wide far side of the field. Designed rollout here. He's got some time. Now under pressure. Looks and just overshot his receiver Mo Vang. And the Evergreens defense has held on third down. And they get off the field. Exactly like they needed to. With 4th and 9, Spash will punt the ball away. Connor Ford out to kick it away. Evergreens football, sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's with great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's, a trusted name for 80 years. Wyatt Brown is waiting back at his 15-yard line to return this punt. Here's the snap. It's a low snap, almost blocked, but a pretty good kick. Wyatt Brown is calling for a fair catch. It goes over his head. Wyatt Brown lost his footing, rolls to the end zone, almost down at the goal line. Nope, it's going to be a touchback. And the DC Everest offense will start at the 20-yard line. So let's see if Nick Sarakowski got some treatment and will make a go of it, or if we are going to see Michael Nicholas. It is Michael Nicholas at quarterback. If you heard our pregame interview with Coach Luke Coonan, he told us that Nicholas would see action at quarterback, but usually with Nick Sarakowski still out there as a receiver, take advantage of his speed. Nick Sarakowski, if you missed our halftime update, rolled an ankle in the second quarter and has not been seen since. Spread formation here. Four receivers, two on either side. Quick three-step drop. Pass towards the sideline. That is over the head of the intended receiver, Michael Moe.
Nicholas is fast, ball incomplete.
So again, first down has not been a productive down. You're listening to DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio. And the Evergreens have a 2nd and 10 at the 20-yard line. Handoff here. This is Wyatt Brown. Brown is caught from behind, and he's forward for only a yard or two. Wyatt Brown, who has great speed, has been by and large bottled up so far in this ballgame. Third and long. Evergreens had three and outs in the first half. One of them after an interception, the only turnover generated in the game by the Everest defense. Wes Roth with an interception. Team had the ball in Spash territory. Couldn't move it. Third down, looking to pass. That ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage, or quarterback Michael Nicholas had his arm hit as he was throwing. Nicholas is down on the seat of his pants as the pass falls incomplete, and the Evergreens unable to move the ball. 0 yards generated on those three plays from the line of scrimmage, and they're going to have to punt. And Stevens Point's going to get good field position with 8.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. And Spash already has a 14-0 lead. Everest cannot fall further behind. Zach Hoffman to punt, standing back at his own 5-yard line. Penalty marker down here. So this is another booming kick. Goes all the way to the Spash side of the field. Taken at the 40-yard line. Driven out of bounds at the 42. Really good defense there. Trevor Thomas caught the punt. It was hit as soon as he caught that ball.
There's a flag on the play.
But we'll check out the penalty back at the line of scrimmage. On what was a 41-yard kick. See if it gets wiped out here. The punting leg of Zach Hoffman has been outstanding in this game. Waiting for an indication from our officials. This is going to be against DC Everest. And the question is, do you make the Evergreens punt it again, or do you take this yardage here? It is an illegal substitution. So that's a problem with someone getting onto the field late or getting off the field late. And Spash has decided to make the Evergreens kick it again. Back them up 5 yards, too. So instead of punting from the 20, they'll be punting from the 15. What's dangerous about these special teams plays, when you have to do them twice, sometimes the players are gassed. I mean, they've run 40 or 50 yards downfield to defend. And this time, Zach Hoffman is kicking from his goal line to punt this away. Here's the snap. Rush is on. He still gets it off. This kick is not as good as the other one. It's a high kick. Fair catch. Call for it. It's loose. Off the man. And Everest has recovered at the 45-yard line. There were two Spash players converging on the ball. Both called for a fair catch, and neither of them was able to handle it. Billy Duffert was one of the players there, and John Barnes there as well. But D.C. Everest recovers on a botched fair catch, and the Evergreens will keep the ball, and they'll have it at the 45-yard line, as turnovers in the game even at two apiece. Maybe this is the sliver of hope that the Evergreens have been looking for. See if the offense can capitalize. And the Evergreens fumble the snap on the first play. Quarterback recovers and is going to be thrown back for a loss of 1 or 2 yards. First play from scrimmage after that turnover, and the Evergreens almost gave it right back. It'll be a loss of 2 yards on the play. Michael Nicholas had trouble on the exchange with his center. Everest Football is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. The Evergreens have run four plays in the second half for minus 2 yards. Nicholas under center. Handoff. Wyatt Brown roped down by the knees and stopped at the line of scrimmage. Wyatt Brown has just been a non-factor in this game. He got a yard back. Not Wyatt's fault, there just hasn't been much. The offensive line hasn't been opening the holes for him. We mentioned in the first half, the Spash defense, one of the best in the state.
In just a moment.
And so far, pitching a shutout. 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Evergreens have the ball, but they're trailing 14-0, and they are facing another third and long. It's third and 10. Nicholas under center, two receivers to the near side. And back to the I formation. Three-step drop. Looking over the middle. Got a man in the seam. And it's intercepted. Both men fighting for the ball. And the Evergreen receiver comes down with it. It's caught for a first down. D.C. Everest. Both players had their arms around that ball. Both players took one or two steps with it. Bryce Hines with the reception for D.C. Everest. And Hines fought for that ball. Down to the 28-yard line. It's a gain of 31 and a first down for D.C. Everest. That could have very easily been intercepted. Both the defensive back and the receiver had their hands around that ball, and Hines yanked it away. On first down, Wyatt Brown carries. Forward for 2 yards, down to the 21-yard line. The deepest penetration of the game now for D.C. Everest after that long completion.
Second and nine.
Give him only 1 yard there, so it's second down. First down production. The Evergreens, you know, I don't have an official stat. The Evergreens must be averaging just 1 or 2 yards on first down. It's been a big issue in the ballgame. Again, receivers split out to either side. Backs in the I formation, and Nicholas is under center. Three-step drop, looking to throw again. Got a man towards the pylon, overshot him for a moment. Bryce Hines was open again. Was cutting towards the goal line. The pass was a little over his head and carried him a little too far to the boundary. Incomplete. So here comes third down. Third and nine. Tonight's D.C. Everest broadcast is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. So this drive has been sustained by one big play. And now 9 more yards are needed to keep it going. Two receivers on the near, short side of the field. Nicholas is under center. Little movement, no flag. Handoff, there's a little bit of room towards the near sideline. Wyatt Brown is inside the 15. He's close, maybe just a little short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and maybe a yard.
Down by Johnny Barnes.
Yeah, he doesn't quite have first down yardage. Fourth and one with the ball at the 14-yard line. The Evergreens are going to go for it here. As we go under 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Yeah, the field goal doesn't really help. Down 14-0, you need a touchdown on this deepest penetration of the game. Fourth and one. Biggest play of the ball game so far for the Evergreens. Nicholas is under center. One man in the backfield. Fakes the handoff, goes forward. First down yardage for D.C. Everest. Needed one and got 3 or 4 yards.
Brady Burrell
carried it. Burrell's in at fullback. So the Evergreens keep this drive alive. It's their first trip into the red zone. And the ball sits at the 11. Things get interesting if the Evergreens punch it into the end zone here. Michael Nicklaus at quarterback, relieving the injured Nick Sierakowski. You have two receivers from the near side. We've got a whistle. This play is blown dead. There was movement on the Everest offensive line. It's going to cost them 5 yards. Penalties in the red zone are killers. Sometimes you'll see a lot of flags on the opening play of the opening game of the season. That's not been the case. But boy, you can't give up 5 yards in the red zone there. First and 15 now. The ball moving back to the 16-yard line. Everest football sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Glad to have Mallory and Zimmerman back as a DC Everest sponsor this year, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Two receivers out to the wide side. Under center is Nicklaus. Throws. He's hit. The ball is loose in the air, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Aaron Winch, who's got a lot of real estate. Runs it back across the 20, the 30, out to the 40-yard line. The Evergreens get into the red zone, and they've just committed their third turnover. Michael Nicklaus was hit as he was throwing that ball, so the ball went right up into the air and intercepted by senior linebacker Aaron Winch. And the Evergreens are turned away again. 4:44 to play in this third quarter. Spash gets the ball back. On those three turnovers now, Spash has scored one touchdown. If they score a second, again, the hole gets a little deeper. Mitch Malik back at quarterback, and we've got a whistle before the snap. May have been movement on the Spash offensive line. Cost them 5 yards. Tonight's DC Everest broadcast is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. First and 15 after the penalty. And senior quarterback Mitch Malik goes over to the sidelines to get his play, trots back to the huddle. He'll bring it over himself. Evergreen's defense needs to be stout here. Neither team has scored since halftime. Here's a handoff trying the left side, breaking a tackle, getting back the penalty yardage, and moving forward is Mark Seabree. Seabree getting his first carry of the game, and he's forward for 6 yards out to the 38-yard line. It'll be second and 9 from there. This is an unusual start to the high school football season here on Fox Sports Radio. Packers on WSAU, meaning the Brewers, moved to Fox Sports Radio, so we get a late start. And both of our high school football openers on tape delay. Once we are done in Stevens Point, Wausau East and Wisconsin Rapids, late night football with Tom King on Fox Sports Radio. Third and 9, Malik from the shotgun, handoff here, roped down from behind, falling forward for positive yardage. I believe that's Ethan Clark carrying. Clark's got two or three.
Mark Seabree, the ball carrier.
Nope, Seabree carrying again. You know, the Spash team is deep enough that they can bring in fresh backs here in the second half. Then you've got fresh legs. Here comes third down. It's third and 7. 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. See if the Evergreens defense can get off the field again. And the defense looks pretty solid so far. No complaints there. Offense needs to churn out a little more, crank it up. Quarterback looking to pass into the flat, complete at the 40-yard line, diving towards the sticks. He's very close. He's out of bounds, just short of first down yardage.
Malik's pass complete.
Let's see who the receiver is there over on the far sideline. That's Mark Seabree, who's touched the ball on all three possessions. He needed the 46-yard line. He needed the 47. He's out at the 46. It's fourth and 1. See if Spash goes for it here. They are not sending the punt team out. Fourth and 1. Spash has moved the ball out close to midfield after the turnover, and they're going to try and keep this drive going. Spash doesn't want to give the momentum back to DC Everest. You don't want to go 3 and out after a turnover. The Evergreens did that earlier in the game. Here comes fourth and 1. Shotgun formation for Mitch Malik. And instead it's going to be a quick kick. Malik got the snap and kicked it, and there's no one back there, so the ball's going to roll, bouncing at the 20, down to the 15, and down to the 12-yard line. So instead of trying to run the ball or pick up the first down, a quick kick to pin the Evergreens back in their own half of the field. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Evergreens get the ball back, trailing Smash 14-0. Back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
6-2-8-7-1-1. 6-2-8-7-1-1. If you've got that winning ticket, come on up to the press box. Claim your $388.
I'm Chris Conley at Gorky Field. It's becoming obvious that Nick Sierakowski is not going to return as the Evergreens quarterback. He rolled an ankle earlier in the game. Here's Nicholas. Here's a handoff up the middle, and there's some yardage there for Wyatt Brown. Got a yard or two. Not much. Take that back. It's Mason Hagenbusher who carried there. Hagenbusher gets two. Second down. And again, first down average for the Evergreens, no more than a yard or two. First down production is going to be a concern for the Evers coaching staff, and I'm sure a point of emphasis in practice next week. Second and eight. Nicholas again under center. Tripped up during the exchange, and a handoff here, and there's a quick whistle. Are they going to say that Nicholas was down before he handed the ball off? I believe they are. And that's going to cost the Evergreens not only a down, it's going to cost them 2 or 3 yards. And that's what they're going to say. They're going to say Nicholas, whose feet look like they were tripped up. I think his center or one of his linemen stepped on him as he was going backwards. And a loss of 3. Third and long. Just not much going right for D.C. Everest when they have the football. Of course, a lot of that is this Spash defense. Very stout. And the Evergreens here are in danger of having to punt and be pinned back all the way in their own end here. Two receivers to the near wide side. Nicholas fakes the handoff, steps up, throws to the flat. Pass is complete, close to first down yardage, and then driven down. I think they're going to be just short.
Nicholas' pass complete for number 23, Zach.
Pass was complete to Zach Becker, but no, he does not have first down yardage. Needed the 22, didn't get the ball across the 20. They got a little more room for the punt team, but they have failed to pick up a first down. And the Evergreens will punt. Minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Neither team has scored since halftime. This was a 7-0 game for Spash until an Evergreens fumble was run back some 40 yards, and then 2 plays later, Spash put the ball in the end zone from the 2-yard line. Here's a kick that's near the 50-yard line. Fair catch called for, secured and caught by John Barnes. And Spash will take over at their own 49-yard line. Another good kick from punter Zach Hoffman. So we have 1:03 to play in this third quarter. Again, the Evergreens' inability to move the ball on offense means that they're just living dangerously the entire game. Because if Spash scores another touchdown, if they go up by 3 scores, this game is over. Mitch Malik at quarterback. There's 2 receivers to the near side. Malik with a pitch out. We've got a whistle. This play is blown dead.
Play on play.
And it's going to be a penalty against Spash. The offensive line was moving before the ball was snapped. Tonight's Everest football broadcast is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. The Spash offense has not generated as much as they did in the first half. In fact, they look better for the first 2 quarters than they have so far here in the third. Story of this game is the Spash D. 1st and 15. Malik at quarterback. Pitch out to Ethan Clark. Clark tries the far sideline, tripped up, falls forward. He gets the 5 penalty yards back, Ethan back Clark almost to the original line of scrimmage. Now it'll be a gain of 4.
West Ross with the tackle.
So we go under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. We 2nd and 11.
2nd and 11.
We didn't see Ethan Clark on the last series. He is back in there now. We saw Mark Seabree. And quarterback Mitch Malik again goes all the way over to his offensive coordinator and coach and then runs the play back in. Quarterback puts a lot of east to west mileage when he goes over to the sidelines after each play to get the play here. This may be the last play of the third quarter. 2nd and 11. Shotgun formation, and there are 2 receivers on the near side of the field. Got a whistle again, and again there is movement along the offensive line. And I believe that Spash is going another 5 yards back. Let's get an indication here. Stops our clock with 15 seconds to play in the quarter, and again, illegal motion. So 5 yards back we go. Tlusty and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law, sponsors of D.C. Everest football. We're here to help. representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. It'll be 2nd and 16. You know, if the Evergreens could manage some offense and not fall further behind, the door is kind of still open for them. Game is not out of reach at this point. But the problem for the offense, just not able to generate a lot. And Nick Sarakowski with a rolled ankle on the bench. The ball is respotted, and time runs out for the third quarter. One quarter left. Spash will be facing a second and long when we come back to start quarter number four. DC Everest trailing Spash 14-0. This is DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Fourth quarter underway from Gerke Field. Stevens Point facing a second and long. Quarterback Mitch Malik gets the snap, keeps it, rolls to the far side. Gets 2 or 3 yards, maybe a little better than that, but third down and long is coming up. Stopped at the 48-yard line, third and 11.
With the tackle, brings up third and 11.
So again, we've seen this scenario before. Evergreen's defense with a chance to get off the field. Chance to give the ball back to the offense, trailing by 2 scores. The defense has had some success in these situations, getting off the field and stopping Spash. The offense so far has not held up their half of the bargain. Let's see what happens here. It's 3rd and 11. Mitch Malik, shotgun formation. He's got receivers out to either side, and there's again movement on the offensive line. And they'll move back 5 more yards. Our Fox Sports Radio lineup for week 2 of high school football. We'll start with the Wausau East Lumberjacks and their home opener at Tom Field. They'll have the Friday night game with coverage starting at 6:30 against Marshfield. And then we'll have the DC Everest Steam Stadium opener next Friday on tape delay against Wisconsin Rapids. That's a great way to start your Labor Day weekend. Be with us for high school football on Fox Sports Radio. See if the Evergreens can pull out this season opener. Third down and 16. Quarterback rolling complete at the 50-yard line, turning upfield. He's got a first down. Oh, that just can't happen. Joey Flowerette caught the ball at midfield but turned it upfield and moves the ball all the way out to the 36-yard line. Spash has just converted on 3rd and 16 to keep this drive going. A gain of 21 yards. Demoralizing for the defense. Everest football, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. We have an injury stoppage here. There's a DC Everest player who is down in the middle of the field, away from the action. Again, they've already lost Nick Sarakowski. Trying to get a number for you here on just who that is. 10:53 to play in the ballgame. And Smash has moved the ball into the DC Everest half of the field. Yeah, the Evergreens needed that stop. And instead, Mitch Malik. Malik has not been asked to do much as a quarterback. He's a distributor of the ball. The injured Evergreen is Brady Burrell. So that's another starter. And Brady Burrell is going off, favoring his right ankle. Looks like he's rolled an ankle as well. And Brady Burrell is one of the players on this Evergreens roster who is playing both ways. Burrell seeing action at running back and fullback. He's carried the ball a couple of times tonight, too. So that's another piece of the Evergreens offense, which has struggled tonight, that will be missing as well. Nick Sarakowski has not seen action since early in the second quarter. Bad ankle there. 1st and 10 after that big third down conversion. Mitch Malik's got the ball at the 36-yard line. Spash driving again. Low snap. Pitches to his running back, Ethan Clark. Clark tries to turn the corner. Got a whistle and a flag down, and Malik is forward for only a yard. Good contain there. Evergreen's defense didn't let them turn it up. And this is either going to be a hold or a block. This is going to come back against Spash here. We'll wait for an indication. But it's the Spash Panthers who are going to be backed up. DC Everest football, sponsored by St. Clair's Hospital, a proud supporter of DC Everest sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. It's a block in the back against Spash, so we're going to walk off either 10 or 15 yards here. and it's a spot foul, and it happened in the backfield. So it amounts to a 14-yard loss on that penalty. Second down and 24. So you would like to say that the Evergreens will have a chance for a stop here. But again, they just gave up a third and 16 conversion on the last sequence. Spash will try and get it back in smaller chunks here. Mitch Malik rolling out. He's looking to pass. He's looking downfield. Little pressure. Tucks the ball in, and he's dancing, and he's got positive yardage across the 50, 45, down to the 40. Ball is loose. They're going to say no. It's down by contact. Evergreen's almost had a chance to pick up a fumble there. Mitch Malik, though, they're going to say his knee was down. And Malik scrambled for positive yardage there. In fact, he got a good chunk of the penalty back. 12-yard gain. Second and 12. So he got half of what they needed in a single play. And Malik was looking downfield to pass, and then was able to get a lot with his legs once he didn't see what he wanted downfield. We'll go under 10 minutes to play in the game after this snap. Malik sends two receivers wide to the far sideline. Pitches back to his running back. Got some blockers there. Turning upfield is Clark. Clark is short of the first down, though. He gains 6 yards. It'll be third and six coming up. Ball at the 32-yard line. This may be four down territory. Again, you've got to wonder, Spash may be looking to make to get the haymaker here, to get the knockout blow. So maybe this is four down territory in the name of trying to go up by 3 scores. Or who knows, maybe you try a field goal if you can get a little positive yardage. It'd be a long kick from here. But 3 points would also make this a 3-score game and really would put the Evergreens back up against the wall. Third and six. Evergreen's defense needs this stop. Mitch Malik's got a man in motion and two receivers out wide. Malik gets the snap. He's looking to pass. Slant is complete right at the first down marker. I think he fell forward. No, they're going to spot him just short. Needed six. The pass is completed for five. Making a saving stop there was Cody Cocker. Pass was completed there to Larry Moore. Fourth and one. Spash will not punt here. It'll be a long field goal. I think the right move here is to try and get this fourth down. It's a little more than a yard. Maybe it's a yard and a half. And again, with the Evergreens, they just can't fall further behind. This is a huge play for the defense. Here we go. Everybody up close. Tight formation. They're going to start from the shotgun. Here's a handoff. Roped in the backfield, and down he goes. Ethan Clark stopped for a loss. Minus 2 yards. And the Evergreens take over on defense. That's a play that kept DC Everest in this ballgame. Who was in there on the stop? Joel Dack was in there. Cody Cocker was active on defense. And Michael Plaza there as well. Evergreens got the defensive play they needed to at least keep their chances in play in this ballgame. 8:18 to play. And again, Spash, yeah, it's coulda, shoulda. If you try the long field goal there, you go up by three and put the game out of reach. Evergreens have Nicholas at quarterback. Three-step drop. Pass is complete. Short yardage here. I believe that's Joel Dack.
Nicholas's pass complete to number 81, Michael Moe.
Nope, that's complete to Michael Moe. Moe on the far sideline, but only turned the ball upfield for 2 yards. And that seems to be the most the Evergreens can manage on these first down situations. That's a frustration. Evergreens sensing that they need 2 scores here going up tempo. Quick huddle. Pass to the flat. This is complete. Nope, off the turf. One hopped it to Wyatt Brown out of the backfield. So third down coming up.
Third and eight.
Third and eight. D.C. Everest football sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And one of the Evergreens players just went down to a knee and is unable to get up in the huddle. Is that Wyatt Brown? Boy, that would be another offensive starter injured. Wyatt Brown may be cramping. It's like he's on the ground and he's trying to stretch out his leg. He is going to have to come out for a play here. 7:50 to play, fourth quarter. The Smash defense is pitching a shutout so far, 14-0. And that is Wyatt Brown, who's down on the turf. Can't tell if it's an ankle. We've seen a couple of those ankle injuries, or if he's cramping. No, they're looking at his ankle. Wyatt Brown is a sophomore, was the leading rusher when DC Everest beat Smash here on this field by a score of 42-20. He has been bottled up, though, in this game. I don't think Wyatt Brown is more than 20 yards on the ground. He's carried for a couple of short gains. And while we have this injury timeout, let's take a break as well. 7:50 to play in the ball game. Stevens Point 14, DC Everest nothing. You're listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to opening night coverage of DC Everest High School football. The Evergreens have drawn a tough opponent to open the season. It seems like they always do. And Smash is leading 14-0. Getting late, boys. 7:50 to play in this one. Third and nine coming up. Senior Michael Nicholas gets the snap. Has good protection. Looking downfield. Now throws, and it's almost intercepted. In fact, the ball was knocked away by Michael Moe, who suddenly had to be a defender.
Intended for.
And the quarterback, Michael Nicholas, was licked as he let that ball go. Incomplete pass. Fourth and eight. Evergreens will punt. I think the DC Everest offense is going to be just fine. What I think now is we were seeing an offense that's being stopped by a very good defense. Zach Hoffman's punt. High end-over-end kick, fair catch called for at the 36-yard line, caught and secured by John Barnes. And that's where Smash will begin, with 7:32 to play in the ballgame.
Mrs. Hauser down the track.
Smash may be looking to keep the ball on the ground here and run a little bit of clock. And the Evergreens are getting to the point where they are going to need to try and generate some turnovers. Today's broadcast is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. And here comes Mitch Malik, leading his Smash Panthers out to the field. Again, if you're groaning and saying, oh, Everest doesn't look very good, I think we will get a better read on their abilities when they play Wisconsin Rapids next week. We've got a timeout here taken by Spash. I don't think Spash had the right personnel out on the field here. So timeout is called. We'll take one, too, back after a 30-second break. Spash has the ball and a 14-0 lead. 7:32 to play in the game on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to Stevens Point, where we are midway through the fourth quarter. Smash has the ball and a two-touchdown advantage, 14-0. The story of the night, the Smash defense. As tough as we may see all season. Mitch Malik gets the snap, handoff. This goes right up the middle. Carrying the ball there is Joey Flowerette. He's got 4 yards, maybe five.
Joey Flowerette, the ball carrier. Brought down by Austin.
Evergreens need to get the ball back here if they have any possibilities.
Three.
So what you need is a three and out. And instead, Flowerette is forward for 6 yards, so it's second and four. Everest football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Malik from the shotgun. He has not been under center for the entire night. Puts two receivers on the near side and one to the wide side. And it's a handoff. Flowerette carrying again. Stacked up on the line of scrimmage, falls forward, gets a yard or two. It'll be third down and about 2 more yards to go. and we go under 6.5 minutes to play.
Put down by Andy Prattwell, brings up center.
Smash is going to have a chance to salt away this game if they pick up a first down here, because they'll be able to take so much more time off the clock. If the Evergreens want to give the ball back to their offense and take their chances one more time, this is it. It's a quick snap. It's up the middle, and they didn't get the first down. Smash thought that they had the Everest defense napping. And instead, the ball's going to be spotted right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Fourth down and about a yard and a half. Smash may be going for it again here. Clock is going to start once the ball is spotted. In fact, this may be... it's not close enough for a measurement. It's going to be fourth down and a yard.
Brings up fourth and inches.
Yeah, fourth and maybe a little less than a yard. In fact, the referee is indicating that there may indeed be a measurement here. From my naked eye view, and you remember from last season I get all of these right, it's going to be fourth down and about a yard. But instead, the chains will come out, and we're going to stretch it out and see if old Eagle Eye Conley has this right here. It is fourth down, but it is fourth down and inches. See, my eyes really are that good.
Brings up fourth and inches.
Yeah, it's fourth and a link or two on the chain. Today's season opener, Evergreens broadcast, brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Fourth down, up the middle. I don't think he got it. I think we've got a defensive stop here, and the Evergreens will get the ball. There's a handoff, there was pressure in the backfield, and yes, the Evergreens have a stop.
Mike Plaza on the recovery.
Mike Plaza. In fact, the ball came loose. This is going to be ruled a fumble. Plaza was at the bottom of the file. Didn't matter. It's going to go over on downs anyway. D.C. Everest will get the ball at the 45-yard line. Well, this is it, boys. Evergreens need to put the ball in the end zone and leave themselves enough time to get it back. And so far, the offense has been anemic. Michael Nicholas at quarterback. Nicholas is going to be from the shotgun here. We haven't seen him from the shotgun. He's been under center for much of the night. Two receivers near side, two wide side. Wyatt Brown is back in. Pressure coming. He's sacked.
Quarterback is sacked.
And Nicholas has a big loss there. A loss of 11.
Brought down by Conrad Helen.
Well, that's what happens when you're going to use a four-man receiver formation. You got an empty backfield there. Wyatt Brown, the running back, wasn't in there as a blocker. He was in there as a receiver. Smash sent that, and the defense comes up with a sack. Second and 21. And we've got a whistle. And what do we have here? Timeout? In fact, we have a Smash player who may have been dinged on the play and is going to have to come out. Sean Van Helden, linebacker, goes over to the sideline, and Evan Saunders for the Smash defense comes in. Second and 21. It's pass time for the Evergreens. Nope, it's a handoff. And carrying up the middle is Fenmeng Lo. Smash not fooled by that. Fenmeng Lo's got 3 yards. So it's third and a country mile. I would think this will be four down territory. There's no sense in giving the ball back to Smash here. It is third and 18 yards to go. Yeah, that sack on first down. In fact, the sack on first down may put put D.C. Everest at negative yardage on first downs in this game. Evergreens have not been able to generate positive plays to start their drive, and that's killed them. And, of course, that is a factor of playing a very good defense, an elite defense here for the Panthers. Third and very long, pressure coming. Nicholas steps up, throws downfield, and throws over the head of his receiver, incomplete. He was looking for Zach Hoffman down the far sideline, and it is fourth down, fourth and 18. The Evergreens are going to punt. But the Evergreens are punting here again instead of going on fourth down because it's just so much real estate to pick up that first down. That you'll try and play a field position game, but there's just not a lot of time left. 4:40 to play in the ball game. The Evergreens are trailing 14-0. Here's a fake. Snapped to the up man. Throw is complete. No, out of bounds. On fourth down, the snap went to Darren Sanchez, and he was looking for Sean Lookey. Lookey caught the ball but was unable to get a foot in bounds at the 30-yard line. Well, the Evergreens gambled and took their shot, but they've turned it over on downs to Stevens Point. Smash will take over at the DC Everest 46-yard line. Well, I mean, that's what you're reduced to when your offense can't get much going against a really good defense. The snap went to the up man, Darren Sanchez, and Sanchez heaved it for Sean Lutke. Lutke was unable to get a foot down. Mitch Malik back out at quarterback. Pitch out to his running back, running towards the near side. Turns the corner. There's positive yardage here. This is a big game. Mark Sebring across the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. So after getting the ball on down, Sebring rips off 16 yards and a first down. 4.5 minutes left in the ball game. Again, going up by 3 scores, it'll be lights out in this ballgame. And if it's not lights out already, it's getting dim for the Evergreens. Malik at center, shotgun. Receivers either side. Snap is low, hands off again. This is Sebring. This time he's roped down in the backfield. There's a good defensive play. Is that Mike Plaza again? You bet it is. Mike Plaza active on defense for DC Everest.
Mark Sebring, the ball carrier.
Called his number a lot. Cody Cocker also there. It's a loss of 3. 2nd and 13. Smash in no rush here. The clock is their friend, up 14-0. Neither team has scored since halftime. And with this snap, we go under 4 minutes to play. Malik, the quarterback. Evergreens put 6 men in the box here. Handoff up the middle. Positive yardage into the secondary, gashing the Evergreens defense.
Ball carried by Joey Flowerett.
That's Joey Flowerett again. And he is forward for 10 yards. It'll be 3rd down and 3.
Third and about.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times in this game, where the Evergreens have somehow been able to push a smash back, either with a good defensive play or with a smash penalty. And then they've given up big yardage on the play or two that followed. Earlier in this half, Spash converted on a 3rd and 16 to keep a drive going, although they were unable to score. 3rd and 3 here. Snap to the quarterback, handoff up the middle, breaking through into the secondary and into the end zone for a touchdown, Joey Flowerett. A 20-yard touchdown run to break the back of the Evergreens. Joey Flowerett was the featured back on one of the drives earlier in the second half. He was the featured back here, and he's paid dividends for Smash. That's the score that puts this game out of reach for good. 20-yard touchdown run with an extra point try coming. Mark Rayner to try the extra point. That was almost blocked, but the kick is up and through the goalposts for a 21-0 Smash lead. Everest will get the ball with 3:09 left in the ball game when we come back. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back at Gerke Field in Stevens Point, where Smash is going to move to 1-0 to start the season. And the only question for the Evergreens is whether they can get any points on the scoreboard in what's going to be an opening night loss. That was a 46-yard touchdown drive by Smash, capped off by a 20-yard touchdown run, a 3rd down and 3 game from Joey Flowerett all the way to the end zone. 21-0. Wyatt Brown, Mason Hagenbusher await the kick. This is a short kick, going to be taken by Hagenbusher out at the 20. 25 straight ahead and down at the 27-yard line. Little extracurricular activity there. As the Everest wedge pushed up forward, there should have been a penalty. Should have been an unsportsmanlike that's not going to be called there. Frustration boiling over for DC Everest. 3 or 4 players who formed the wedge were wedging 20 yards downfield. Coach Coonan's going to see that on the replay. He's not going to be happy with that. 3:04 to play in the game. Again, the Evergreens have been playing without quarterback Nick Sarakowski, who was injured with an injured ankle early in the second quarter. It's been Michael Nicholas's game since then. Pitch back, Wyatt Brown. Brown met in the backfield, struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. Nope, he lost a yard.
Wyatt Brown, ball carrier.
Nothing doing for Wyatt Brown. He is in the middle of a frustrating game. Under 3 minutes to play. Again, once our game concludes, we'll give you a very quick wrap-up. We will also update our scores back in the studio. And then, Wausau East High School football. Tom King beginning his 19th year of Wausau East play-by-play against Wisconsin Rapids. Game 2 of our doubleheader. Wyatt Brown gets the handoff again. Got some positive yardage there, trying the far sidelines. Ridden out of bounds at the 32 or 33-yard line. Forward for 6 yards. Didn't quite get out of bounds, so the clock continues to run. To gain a 5, and 3rd and 6 upcoming.
3rd and about 6.
On this next snap, we'll go under 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. And up to the line of scrimmage is Michael Nicholas. I formation for the backs. Receivers to either side. Nicholas, 3-step drop, got some protection, under throws his man, incomplete. He was looking for Michael Moe.
Pass ball incomplete.
Evergreen's kind of missing Jared Pankow, too. Pankow was an outstanding receiver who graduated last year. Helped his quarterbacks out immensely because he'd go up and fight for the ball like you really don't see very often from a high school receiver. I'm not sure there's anyone on the receiving corps of that quality this year. The Evergreens are about to go 3 and out here. Punt team is back on, and Zach Hoffman awaiting the snap, and we've got a whistle, and I believe someone was lined up in the neutral zone. Waiting for an indication here from our referee, and in fact they're going to wave off the flag, and the fourth down punt will be upcoming. It's only 1:46 left here. And Spash, with a fourth-quarter touchdown, has put the game out of reach already. It's 21-0, Stevens Point. Here's the snap, and there's the punt. Zach Hoffman's kick is high in the air. This is a short kick. Fair catch at the 46-yard line in Spash territory, and that's where Stevens Point will take over. All this season, when Wausau East and D.C. Everest play, we'll be donating dollars to the Honor Flight Fund for each point our team score. Well, none on the scoreboard here. Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield making a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight Fund to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials in their honor. I'm Chris Conley, and, you know, you would say, is this a back-to-the-drawing-board kind of opening day loss? Well, no, not really. The offense had to fight through some injuries tonight, and again, it's an elite defense that Everest has had to go up against here. But no points to show for the opening night effort, and, of course, that is going to be a disappointment. Quarterback keeper here. In fact, we've got a new quarterback in, and this is... Well, who is that carrying the ball? That's Kieran Spreacher. Spreacher is in at quarterback and had some room along the sidelines. Got up across the 40 and out to the 35-yard line. Kieran Spreacher comes in relief of Mitch Malik. And he moved forward for 14 yards. Spreacher gets some yardage to his credit in the box score. A minute and a half to play in this one. And the clock is moving now. It's a matter of pride. You'd like to see the Evergreens defense get off the field without giving up any more points. Spreaker at the quarterback gets the snap. It's a handoff up the middle, and this goes nowhere. Just a yard or two before that play is swarmed under. Getting to see some of the secondary players here. Brandon Lazinski carrying for Stevens Point, and he gets a yard. We're going to go under a minute now left in this ball game. Smash up. 21-0. Spreaker at the quarterback. Shotgun formation. Handoff going up the middle for a couple of yards. That's Jared Dudas. Third down and 7 coming up at the 32-yard line. 45 seconds to play. Spash, if they want, could come out in victory formation. They'll have to snap the ball only one more time. And they will have what, for Stevens Point, will be a very satisfying opening day victory. The Evergreens knew they had a tough opponent to start this season. Spash, as good as advertised. Spreckert, the quarterback, gets the snap. He's not taking a knee. He's handing off here. Jared Dudas into the secondary, and there's a penalty marker down. One of the Evergreens players lost his helmet. And this play is probably going to come back. This is an illegal block of some kind. And I think after we walk off the penalty yardage, that indeed Stevens Point will take a knee and will take their victory. We will very quickly recap our scoring, and then we'll get you over to the Wausau East Wisconsin Rapids game from Rapids. Holding is the indication against Stevens Point. The penalty will move the ball back to the 40-yard line, and again, 17 seconds left before Stevens Point can pack up and go home with a win. A bus ride home for DC Everest where, you know, again, you hope that you would get some points, and you don't have that. So you have an offense that still hasn't generated anything but a zero. Stevens Point will not have to snap the ball again. The final seconds melt away. Zeros on the clock. Ball game over. Smash 21, DC Everest nothing. Congratulations to the Stevens Point Panthers. They are opening night winners here at Gorky Field. I'm Chris Conley, and let's give you a quick recap of our scoring. Stevens Point drew first blood with a 69-yard drive in the first quarter. It was their third possession of the ball game, and it was capped off by a 9-yard touchdown run by Mitch Malik. Mark Rainford kicked the extra point, and Stevens Point had a 7-0 lead. Spash scored their second touchdown thanks to a DC Everest turnover, an Evergreen fumble that was returned by Trevor Thomas all the way down to the 1-yard line. Thomas picked up that loose ball and rambled almost 50 yards and almost got it into the end zone. Two plays later, Spash did score a 2-yard touchdown run by Ethan Clark to make the score 14-0 with 3:47 to play in the half. The teams played a scoreless third quarter. The Evergreens were only able to get the ball to the red zone once after one long completion from quarterback Michael Nicholas. But the Evergreens were unable to get the ball into the end zone on their one red zone trip. In fact, they gave the ball back on a turnover. Nicholas turned the ball over on an interception. He was hit as he was throwing and gave the ball back to Smash. Stevens Point iced this game in the fourth quarter with 3:09 to play. A 20-yard touchdown run by Joey Floweret to make it 21-0. Our final score tonight from Gorky Field. Next week, DC Everest will be at home. Steam Stadium will be our venue against Wisconsin Rapids. That game will be on tape delay. Coverage will begin around 9 o'clock. Our first game next week will be Wausau East and their home opener at Tom Field against Marshfield. Speaking of the Wausau East Lumberjacks, their game against Wisconsin Rapids is coming up next. Thank you for joining us for DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio. Repeating our final score, Stevens Point 21, DC Everest nothing, as the Evergreens open their season with a shutout loss. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.